And I'm going to try my best to stay slowed down. And that don't happen much, does it? But you got your Bible? I'm going to go maybe two places. I'll be reading out of 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, and the 12th verse, and then we're going back into Luke. Bible said this: "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." So, who is righteous? Them that got saved. Them that repented of their sins. And Jesus wrote their name in the book of life. And the Bible said, "And the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." Now, there is a difference. Whenever we pray and ask the Lord to forgive us and have our name recorded in the book of heaven, in the book of life, that's where the book is at. And their prayers, whatever situation we get in. Oh man, I tell you what, I have gotten in some bad situations in this life. But I've never been to the place, I've never seen the time that I felt like the eyes of the Lord couldn't see me, or his ears would hear my feeble prayer. When I pray, "Lord, help me. It's me, Lord, and I need help." And his ears is open. But get this. "But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Their name is not recorded. Is not found in heaven. So, wherever we go, whatever we do, in our sickness, whatever the situation is, we're not forgotten about. The hand of the Lord is there with us. Now let's go into Luke 16th chapter, 19th verse, very, very familiar scripture. And I want you to keep in mind what we read first. The Bible said, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate filled of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, betwixt us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass I from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he might testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, thou one risen from the dead. Now, I want us to notice this morning, just for a little while, the eyes are over them, of the righteous, and his ears is open unto their prayers. I'm going to tell you today that the Bible said that there was a man, that he was a rich man. He didn't wind up in hell because that he was a rich man. It was because that he didn't have no compassion on the man at the gate. You know, I got to notice in this. The Bible said that there was a man which was laid at his gate. And there he desired to be fed with the crumbs that fell from this rich man's table. And this rich man had no compassion. I want to preach to you on the gate of heaven. I listen today. The dogs had more compassion on this poor beggar than this rich man. I want to say today that the Bible said that this beggar died. His name was recorded in the book of life. Listen, therefore he was known around the golden gates of heaven. He was heard by God. His prayers, no doubt. The Bible said that one day he died, and the angels come and took him and carried him to be comforted. Listen to the beggar and the rich man. Also died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. I've been in torment. Now I want to tell you today, first I know that the righteous man who has prayed and asked the Lord to come into his life and live true and a dedicated life and that unto God, this man, he will never see the grave. I know that this old flesh, I will return back to the dust of the earth. It will be buried of the flesh. But the inner man, the inner being of man, the spiritual being who lives today and pray and make the right decisions, they'll be carried by the angel into the land where there's comfort and never no more pain or sorrow. Amen. He'll never be tormented. And he'll never see the grave. I, with no compassion. I said the dogs. I had more compassion on this man and this rich man. The Bible said he had everything that he wanted in this world. But had no compassion. And in hell, He lifted up his eyes. Boys, I'm telling you what. There was nobody watching him because he had no record in heaven. He had nobody to pray to until it was too late. He put it off too long. Listen. How without compassion we see people around everywhere. Listen, and it seems like they're for themselves and nobody else. I don't have no compassion. We might ought to check who is laying at our gate as we travel in this world. Listen, there's somebody somewhere I would desire just a kind word or a word from the poor of glory. Listen, I'd rather be a beggar and a working for God and to be a rich man without compassion. Listen, and die and go to hell. In hell, the Bible said, he lifted up his eyes. I've been in torment. And he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus, that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Have mercy on me. In hell, there's no mercy. Whenever we wake up, I inhale, brother, there's no mercy. The look seemed like that he could see, he could know, he certainly could feel. And he knew he was tormented. He was in great pain, but there was no help. He had waited too long. The eyes of the Lord is over the righteous. And I'm glad today we travel here. We confess Jesus. We walk with Jesus with a true heart. Listen, there's nothing wrong with having money or wealth. Listen, we have compassion if we use it in the right way. Brother, listen, I'd rather be a poor beggar. Listen, and nothing in this world, and have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Listen, brother, the Bible said that God will bless him. And whenever we come clean with God, he will bless us abundantly. You know, if you ever think about where God is in your life, then check the fruits of your doing, and you can pretty soon find out where God is. If you being blessed, listen, I'd rather to die. Listen, calling on God. I can see in the last little while, I've seen people old and serve God and walk with God with a pure heart, sing life, and to die, and then we have all kinds of confidence in them that they went on to heaven and it was carried by the angel. And then just recently we've seen a lady that people visit with her and she put it off and put it off and finally 1 week out there as she got saved in the first part of the week, I accepted the Lord. I then died in the last part of the week. She cut it that close. I certainly wouldn't recommend that. But listen, this is what I thought about. I'm glad that I've accepted the Lord. When I did, I'm glad that Lord called me out of darkness. Maybe 50 years ago, down in Holden County, Fairground, Norman Lee's. I brought a revival to the fairground, and I went and got saved, and I'm glad because it ain't always been a flower bed of roses. There was trouble, there was sorrow, but brother, there was great joy all the way. You can have joy and trouble. Listen, it won't mix, but it's there. But the whole face of God is against them that do evil. The rich man was not even worthy to have a name. Your name won't matter whenever you leave this world and go down to the middle pits of hell. The name ain't going to matter. Jerry Harris ain't going to matter. There's one thing that will matter. That one day, whenever the call comes from glory, my name is written yonder in the book of life. And he said this. He said, if I would overcome, I will not blot out your name. When you get saved, your name is there. And then how you live from there on determines where you're going. Listen, if I do evil, if I stray from the Lord and I do not do the things that He would have me to do, that I go from the presence of the Lord, listen, I believe old Hezekiah as a prime an example. And whenever Isaiah went in and he said, Hezekiah, you're going to die. He said, you can't live. Set your house in order. He had gone out of the fellowship of God. And listen, conviction hit him. And he said, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed. And he said, Father, I remember how I once walked with you. Listen, he repented of his sin. And listen, what happened? Isaiah would begin to leave out in the middle court. And the voice of the Lord said to Isaiah, he said, you go back and tell him I've seen his tears and I've heard his voice. There was an all-seeing eye and there was an ear. I hear repentance prayer. What happened? He said, you tell him. He ain't going to die. I'm going to add 15 years to his life. If there's ever a time that we make things right with God, it's today. We may not have tomorrow. Listen to the rich man. I had no doubt that he had everything that a man could have. He fared sumptuously every day. And maybe he thought, well, tomorrow, next day, somewhere down the way, I will accept the Lord. But it was a day too late. Brother, one day, the Bible said he died. And there was no mercy. In a heartbeat, he could accept the Lord. But we don't know when the last minute or last hour comes. We don't know. But God's face, His whole face, the Bible says is against them that do evil. So it's time, it's high time that we wake out of sleep and come to the Lord and serve Him. Now, the gate. I thought about this a whole lot. The gate. Where the beggar laid. Did you know every one of us has a gate? We better check our gate. The gateway. The gateway to eternity. Check and see if there's somebody that's dependent on you. I would desire just a quiet, kind hello. Listen. Oh, he said, Father. He said, in my father's house, I've got five brothers, no walls. They're undone. Would you send Lazarus to them? If one was sent unto the dead, they would be from the dead. They would be persuaded and they would repent. And he said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Oh, but he said, if they wouldn't rise from the dead, he said they would be persuaded. And he said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they hear one risen from the dead. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is standing at the door and knocking. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in and I will sup with him and he with me. Neither will they hear me or anybody else. They've turned a deaf ear to the Word of God. I had a lady one time to tell me, said, Preacher, I just turn you off anytime I want to. That's a bad, bad thought. We ought to receive the Word of God. It may cut us to the heart. When you get down and digging around about where people are living, I hear that stirs them up. I'm here to tell you, today, Jesus, I know the heart. He said, I try the rain. I search your heart. I try the rain. To give to every man according to the fruit of his doings. He'll justify you in whatever situation you are in. He will justify you to live for Him. You may not have to do the things that I have to do or the things that Brother Eric has to do, but according to your ability, you can serve God. If you never go nowhere, never do nothing, you can serve God. Salvation is of the heart. Man, whenever you get in a bad situation, and the preacher's not around, the church is not around, when we're all alone, lift up your voice to heaven. If your heart is true, if your heart has been true, He's faithful and just. He'll come to us and He'll help us. He helped the beggar. Listen, what an awful feeling that must have been for that man. But don't you know, I bet if he can let out a yell, I bet he'll hear it in 40 miles, praising God for the angel that was there. I had known his situation. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord, I am helping around about them that fear the Lord. Listen. Our attitude with compassion. I believe Jude said, building up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Having compassion makes a difference. Having compassion. I'm not one to just go down the road to picking up everybody kind I see. But the other day I started to cross one. Now stopped muttering, get me some gas, and I was pumping my gas. And there was a man spoke to me from behind me, and I turned around and he was not a pleasant man to look on. But somebody that you had been speared of. He looked dangerous to me. But he said, sir, he said, I ran out of gas right down there. Would you give me a lift down there to my van? I said, where's your van? He said, just the other side of the interstate. And inside, I felt like I should have compassion on the man. I said, yeah, I'll take you. Put his gas in the car. He barely could. He had enough strength to put it up back of the truck. He got in the truck. He was a big husky man. But he was so weak and little in strength. He said, I don't believe I could have ever carried this gas back down here. I took him to his van and he thanked me and asked me to have a blessed day. When I left that man, I prayed for him. I'm not telling you to go down the road to picking up every hitchhiker comes along. You'll know the difference from the heart, if you got a heart. If your name is written yonder, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. But he said, I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. And he will lead you and guide you and teach you into all things. I'm glad I stopped and helped that little man that day. But I was troubled. I didn't know what might become of it, but I know one thing. Jesus was with me. The Holy Ghost was with me. That's what it's like to be a righteous person. To be saved, to doing the best you can do. We'll falter, we'll make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. I'll fall and blunder, but I'll get on my knees and say, Lord, help me in my situation. And his ears are always open. My, ain't you glad for that today? Ain't you glad your servant God is able to deliver you out of all your troubles? Melissa, come to the piano. Let's stand. If you have a need today, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm preaching to you like this. But if you have a need, just come. And let me tell you this. I think these boys, these women, will come and pray with you. But if they don't, I promise you, Jesus will be there. You call on him. So if you need Jesus, if you can't get here, you call for me. We'll come to you. If you have a need, I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world possesses. All the riches and all the things that this world holds is going to be destroyed one day after a while. But our works will never be destroyed. The Bible said, blessed is they that die in the Lord. From henceforth, their works and their labor will follow them. All the way to the fruit of glory. You have a need.